you're adding. Are you frustrated paying for service that never really seems to work? Bug Off Pest Control is there to help. After all, whose house is it anyway? With Bug Off, bugs can run, but they can't hide. David and Esther Lunder of Bug Off Pest Control believe in the ministry of WCNO. Licensed and insured, serving Martin and St. Lucie counties. Bug Off Pest Control, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 343-1177.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
The tongue is a little member, but is set on fire by the course of nature, which is set on fire of hell. Let me give you an example. When Dathan and Korah, they rebelled against Moses and convinced 250 of the leaders, the chief leaders of Israel, to go with them. They stood behind them, and they began to accuse Moses. Now, the thing about this, if you read that, into that, Dathan and Korah had more higher credentials than Moses. In other words, physically or naturally, they were more qualified to lead than Moses was. And so one day the devil just started talking to them. They got to, well, no, we need to be leading. Moses don't know what he's doing, where he's going. We're going to lead the people back. They got to talking. They convinced 250 of them, the leaders. They all got together against Moses. And the Lord said, tell them tomorrow to meet me. The Lord says, have them meet me out in the desert there. And all who are on your side, have them stand on your side. And they did. Moses said, all that are with me and with God, stand on this side. And 250 and Dathan and Korah, you know, they standing on their side, seeing how many was going over there. While they were doing that, hell opened up. Fire came up in the desert. God opened up a portion of hell, a portal of hell. Their words opened up hell. And hell swallowed them up. Amen. Words can hurt. Words can destroy. So we want to esteem one another. Amen. Esteem. Don't let Satan destroy your esteem for the beautiful creation God has made you. You don't base your life on one failure because you failed at something. You failed at a marriage. You failed at a job. You failed at a business. You failed. That don't define you. Matter of fact, some of that's how God trains us. I wish I had Abraham Lincoln's testimony up here. He had a nervous breakdown. His wife died. He lost business. He lost in one election after another election after another election, about long as your arm. And then finally he became president. So if he'd allowed his first few defeats to define him, he'd have been cooked. He'd have been done for. But it didn't define him. He became one of the greatest presidents at one of the most difficult times of this nation. What about Dr. Seuss? Green Eggs and Ham. Huh? Most popular children's book ever written. 25 publishers turned him down. Not one, not five, not 10, not 15, not 20. 25 publishers turned him down. But the 26th published it. Green Eggs and Ham is all over the world. Dr. Seuss. The most, I don't know if anything has surpassed it, but it was at one time the most popular children's book ever. Thomas Edison. 9,999 experiments with the incandescent light bulb. 10,000. You can read it. The 10,000th try, it lit up. Huh? 10,000. Not 100. Now, if he'd have let that thing define him and minimize what was in him and nullify. See, you might as well forget this. Listen, everything's lit up today because of him. We were being here in candlelight. Amen. Because people didn't let stuff define them. Your successes don't even define you. Because you're bigger than your last success. That's what they call potential. You hadn't tapped your potential yet. Tell somebody, just tell somebody beside you, ain't seen nothing yet. Child, I'm finna show out. It ain't you showing out, it's God in you gonna show out. See, what happened to man when they fell, when they took their eyes off of God, they begin to live from the outside. They begin to see things differently. While they lived in the presence of God, they knew they were masterpieces. They knew they were in dominion. They were totally and unequivocally complete in God, yet they were naked. But the nakedness didn't matter because they were perfect. When they fail, they begin to live from the outside rather than from the inside. That's when, see, the enemy starts to gnaw at your origin, your being a masterpiece, when you start to accumulate information about you from the outside rather than from the Holy Spirit on the inside. See, when everything's gone haywire, when everything seems wrong and out of place, and God gave you a word, the Holy Spirit will remind you in the midst of stuff. Because the Holy Spirit don't care what's going on around you in that sense. You understand? He ain't moved by what somebody said on the job or the slip you got in your box there or you know, they're starting to lay off now and fear to instruct you. You think the Holy Spirit is scared or worried? He'll tell you right in the midst of that, it's well. It's well. Oh, ye of little faith, it is well. Matter of fact, when you get in a place where you don't even know how to pray now, you've been struggling, but you know the Holy Spirit is already praying for you. And he ain't offering up them crazy prayers. He's praying according to the will of God. He knows exactly what's needed. He knows exactly what God has provided already. He said, Lord, show this knucklehead where the provision is. Now, I know he ain't calling you a knucklehead, but show this man of God, this woman of God, where the provision is. Guide them. Father, touch that person's heart that is part of their destiny that's supposed to come up and shore them up. Oh, on Wednesday of next week. So the Holy Spirit's telling you on Tuesday, everything is well. And you about ready to throw in the towel. You about ready to give it up. You about ready to chalk it up and turn around. And he said, it's well. So you can't be governed from the outside. That's where the devil come from. God hath not surely said. But see, the sheep know his voice. That's why be anxious for nothing. Be quick to hear. Slow to speak, slow to wrath. Don't be hasty in making decisions. Wait upon God. God is not angry at you because you're waiting on him. Now, as a matter of fact, he honors that. You know, sometimes we think we need to be doing something. We need to be, you know, God is going to be angry. No, God is okay. He knows your heart. He knows you don't want to make the mistake. He knows you don't want to mess up again. And he has manifold wisdom. He's not limited to one way of dealing with you or one way of bringing your resource to you or one way of you getting out of a jam. You know, like I know, there are many times you've been in stuff. God got you out in ways you didn't even have a clue. You had no idea God was going to do what he did, but he knew it all the time. Somebody tell somebody, it is well. And you know, it'll stay well as long as you don't get governed by your environment. Well, you don't let the environment dictate how you think or determine or minimize your hope. God is omnipotent. Say that with me, omnipotent. Omni means always, everywhere. And then potent means always full of power. God created for 6 days. After the sixth day, he confined everything to a seed. He's not creating now. He put everything in a seed. But the seed is omnipotent. A little seed. You plant a little seed, you can have a garden. But it was all in that little tiny seed. Because it's got the same potency that God had when he was creating everything. It's just under the law of reproducing after its own kind. Oh, if we really understood that, we would be, and we should be, and many of us are, the most generous people on the planet. The most giving people, the most caring people, because everything is in the seed. When you plant the seed. Wednesday night we did that demonstration with the little group. Now let's say this is your job and And you've been hired on your job. You carry credentials. God is going to promote you. You found favor already. But the employees that have been there already don't like it. And so every morning at the water fountain, you are the subject. Yeah, at the end of the day in the restroom, you are the subject of discussion. And they don't like you. And you realize they don't like you. And they start hating on you and doing all kind of things to make your job difficult. Rather than fighting back, trying to defend yourself, lift your hand up like you got a seed in it. I'm going to pretend like this is a seed. See, you have to understand the pathways of God and how Jesus operated. Okay, they don't like me. They reject me. They ignore me. They try to make my job hard and difficult. Okay, I need to plant a seed. Tell somebody you got to plant a seed. See, seed is not always money. As a matter of fact, very, very rarely is it money. This seed, okay, I come to the job one day. I'm going to diffuse this. But it ain't going to be through defending myself. It ain't going to be through trying to make a friend, you know, trying to, you know, brown nose or, you know what I mean, get down and they just walk all over me and I just come, you know, I'm a masterpiece. Actually, they don't know who they're messing with. See, they better be glad that I have the heart of God. God can send down lightning and destroy them all. But see, God says, no, I want to gain them. I want you to win them. So plant a seed. So one day I come in, I plant a seed. My seed is, you know, I done found out, and through watching them, I know Elder Watson likes Boston cream donuts. And Elder Kevin, I like the one with sprinkles on them, Elder Kevin. And Elder Johns likes the ones with Bavarian cream. You know, then the others like the glazed, and there's one that like the cinnamon. So what I do, I go out, and I buy donuts. You see, some of us don't have a capacity. Some of us, we come out of fighting, so we're ready to fight. Donuts? Child, I wouldn't give them the time of day. But see, I'm talking about planting a seed that's going to bear fruit, that's going to glorify God. That's going to change somebody's life. Now, once you plant the seed, you know, you bring it in. They say, who bought donuts? They say, oh, yeah. Elder, I know you like the Bavarian cream. There's a couple of Bavarian creams in there. Y'all enjoy. And I know you like something. And now they don't really know what to do with that. And maybe the first couple of days, one of them don't even eat. I ain't eating that. Child, they might have put something in it. But see. See, what happens when you put seed in the ground and you begin to water it. See, you put the seed. You can't just put the seed in and leave it. Because the seed has no water. You got to keep watering. And I'm not talking about we're not brown noses. I'm being kind because kindness is in my heart.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 4 of this series entitled Dominion, God's Masterpiece. A masterpiece is a work done with extraordinary achievement. The Garden of Eden was a masterpiece created by God to be home for Adam and Eve. The devil is a fake masterpiece. He tries to deceive the body of Christ by getting them to not like themselves and becoming critical of their physical bodies. The spirit of low self-esteem tries to infiltrate their minds. The saint's beauty cannot be determined by the world's standards. The Word of God defines you and it encourages you to esteem others. Use your words to build the kingdom of God and to defeat every plot of the enemy.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us tonight at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our services begin at 7:30 p.m. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.